Okay. We're going to go now. We're going now?
Yeah.
Go. Shut eyes, please.
Don't you hate that? Yeah, we got one on.
Which one?
So darkness leaves the land, and light is born, and soars heavenwards, then dives into the hearts of mankind. The truth of light within the crystal doth lie, to drive away the demons of your soul. Hearken to the words that you hear, the knowing within your heart. Hear not the darkness of your mind, for reason it is blind. It leadeth you astray and further into darkness. Put aside your reason, the mind that tells you lies, and hearken to the light, the crystal light of love, for within your heart it lies. No other can have charge of this, only you. Crystal light, so bright, of many hues, piercing through the darkness, allowing none to be. Only light, crystal light, shall be inside of thee. So ponder now upon this riddle that I give to you, and know its truth of crystal light remain inside of you. Be at peace.
As one we walk this earth together, as one we sing to her our song, as one we love her, as one we heal her, her heart beats with her own as one. As one we join with her, our mother, as one we feel her sacred song, as one we touch her, as one we heal her.
Come back down again. You can go up the stalk of the bean later, another time of your earth.
Right,
yeah. It's time for you to come back to your earth for a moment. There is much that is needing to be accomplished, and therefore there was much that was needing to be given in weddings to organism for tasks to come, immediate tasks to come. So this is opportunity for I to catch as going past.
It's not easy, is it?
No, I have to chase sometimes.
I have the same bother myself.
There is much to be accomplished. So what is it you would like to have speakings of this night? I am seeing that there are a few questions floating about because the birds are flying and sitting and flying and sitting.
I've got a question, but it's more of a personal one, so if you want to do that later on.
I know you had a question. I can see it floating and coming down. What would you like to ask?
Well, as I said, Sanjay, it's personal. I've been very concerned over a personal matter late this afternoon, and I'm wanting to know if my concern is warranted. Should I leave matters to resolve themselves or itself, or do I have to fight all the way over this matter? Do you know what I'm...
I know exactly what it is you're saying. You have to look inside yourself. This is very important. You must look inside yourself and ask yourself, what is it that you want to achieve and need to achieve? Are you looking to maintain your strength and your truth and your own integrity and to keep hold of your own power for yourself? Or are you giving up your own integrity and your power to the other in order to make peace of the situation? You understand?
Yes.
And I'm saying to you, you don't do this. You need to maintain your integrity. You need to be firm, kind, but firm in your rightness of your being for yourself. It is possible, and I'm going to take it away from being just personal now to being for other people's also, that people will be in your life, they will attempt to make you do something by using force, not force of the hands, force of emotion, force of words that bring about emotion. And in doing this, they steal something from you. They steal from you your integrity. They steal from you your power, your strength, in order to strengthen their own self. So they become strong at your expense. Now, you may allow this to continue. However, don't grumble when you begin to feel disgruntled about it. Or you can maintain your integrity and say, no, I do not want you to do this anymore. You are doing this, you are saying that, it is making I feel this way or that way, and I don't want to feel this way anymore, so I'm not going to allow this to be anymore. And the situation that becomes then is that the focus of it goes to where it is really important. It may be that one person wants to persuade another person to do something that they believe is the right thing to do, or because they want to do it. And so they will bring all manner of pressures to bear upon the one they want to convince. However, the one that is having the pressure brought to bear upon them needs then to say, no, I'm not, you are applying pressure to I at the moment, and I'm not going to allow that because it is interfering with my being able to make any decision about what it is you are speaking about. So you will have to leave I for a little while to consider it. They may not like it, however, they must go away. Do you understand?
Yes.
So use this manner of thing and apply it to all situations that come about, so that you give yourself a little space around you to consider what it is you feel you need to do for yourself. Whatever action or non-action you feel that you need to make or take in any situation that comes upon your life. In this way, you will find that the other will not be able to bully you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They will have to consider themselves, their own actions, their own motivations. Sometimes, when situations arise that you do not like and you feel are incorrect and wrong, you may feel very strongly in your being that you want to change the other person. Sometimes it is wiser to not even bother. Look at the amount of energy that you are expending in attempting to make them change their mind, to convince them to be different. Look at how much energy you are using. And ask yourself, is it worth spending this much energy on this person? Are they indeed going to listen to you? Or are they going to pretend to listen and then go their own way anyway? So perhaps sometimes it is better to hold your energy to yourself and let the others do whatever it is they feel they must do for themselves, and you retain your own energy. I give you a small example. Two peoples that ordinarily rub along well together. One of the peoples wants to go and do something of a nature, something in the life, and wants the other one to accompany. The other person considers it and does not want to accompany, and feels that whatever it is the other is going to do is not safe for them to do. They may present to the first person all the things of the reasons that they feel it is not safe for them to go to do this thing. And the first one will say, I'm going to do it. I understand, however, I'm going to do it. So then the second person must say, well then, farewell, I'll see you when you come back. And mayhap the first person says, aren't you going to come? And then the second person says, no, I don't want to come. I've given you how it is I feel about it, and I'm not going to come. I'm going to go and do something else. And perhaps there is something else in the mind of that one that they would like to do. And in this way, you retain your own power, your own energy source within your own being. You don't give it up to the other to say, oh, all right, I'll come with you, only I don't really want to. Because then you get resentment. You get disharmonies beginning to build within the being. So you say, no, I'm not going to do. You understand?
Yes, I understand that.
So the same principle applies in that you hold your own power to yourself. You don't allow it to be stolen of you. And remember that you are able to give your power away. However, be aware that when you give your power away, that you may feel feelings of resentment as a result of it, because you will feel that you have been made to give it away. And in this instance, you are your own enemy, because you don't have to do this thing. You don't have to give your energies away. What you're looking at is maintaining your integrity and keeping your power, so that resentments and angers do not come up inside you. You understand?
Very hard.
So you can decide now with this information, you can decide whether you are going to pursue this point that you would like to make and how far you are going to go. How much energy, how much of your personal power are you going to put into it? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
When somebody doesn't want you to do something that they have a fear of, and they do not have your greater understanding, then you must hold on to your integrity and your power and not give it away by saying, very well, I won't go, I won't do, because that will make you happy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You don't do something just to make somebody else happy, just to assuage their fears. So in this story of first person and first person goes to do what they're going to do because they're not going to not do it just to assuage your fear. So there's two sides of this. You understand? There's not just one, there's two. This way both people's maintain and keep their own powers for themselves. Understand?
Thank you.
So when somebody is full of fear and they don't want to do something because they're full of fear of what it is going to do to them, for them, about them,